Well, Gary, you were disappointed with your weekend performance at Loftus Road, but what a reaction tonight.
Yeah, I was disappointed because, and I told the players in there that the reason I am, because we set such fantastic standards. So, you know, and when we don't play as well as we can do, and I'm disappointed. You see what we're about tonight. If we show the energy, we show the quality, particularly on, you know, it's one thing setting up to be hard to play against, but then the difference between that and a good performance is what you do with a ball when you win it. And I thought today we were excellent. Whenever we won it, you know, that little bit of quality got us springing onto counter-attacks. And that's the difference, you know, that's the difference between what we're trying to do. And I thought we did that fantastically well first half. We got into some great positions, attacked great. Rodo looked a couple of times, you know, at the post and at the bar, which I think you're always going to have to do against a very, very strong and powerful Hull team. But we've created lots of opportunities of ourselves. And I thought first half we were the better team and we had the better chances. So I was really, really pleased with that.
Yeah, two different types of halves, weren't they? First half, in terms of the tempo from your side, the best probably all season. Second half, the epitome of hard work and resilience.
Yeah, I think it's always difficult second half because, you know, the opposition are always going to throw the fullbacks a little bit higher. They're always going to play with players in and around the little pockets at the side of our two midfielders. I thought that Hull were very clever at half time. They did it towards the end of the first half and did it early on second half where they hit the strikers a little bit earlier, which made our two either have to drop right in, which gave them a bit of space, or if they pushed out, then there was a little bit of space to drop it in. So it gave us a small problem. And I think the only way you could solve that really is just to work incredibly hard, hope that we can defend for a long period, which we knew we would have to do. And you're always going to have to do against the top sides because they're so good at it. But I thought we did it well. We worked amazingly well as a team. You know, we moved across the pitch well. Our defensive structure was really, really good. And I thought that with a bit more composure second half, we'd have got into better positions. There was two or three times where we broke, and Clayton, you know, we asked our front two today to do something slightly different. We dropped in together, but we felt as though, you know, their fullbacks would push forward, so I wanted one of them to try and see if they could slide into that space that they left behind, and that was the plan. We just didn't quite second half hit them often enough into those spaces.
In terms of the changes you made tonight, probably the two that your fans would have liked to see, and John Turrell and Paul Caddis more than justifying their inclusion in the side.
Yeah, they did, and I just felt today was a game that was really, really important, that we had a real go at trying to win. Therefore, you know, I picked a probably slightly more attacking lineup. You know, I said that to Shot, so we wanted to be a bit more attacking. And I thought you saw that first half. Cad's links really well with Dave Cottrell. And John down that side, you know, the three of them play really, really well together. And I thought they were all very good. I thought John Terrell in particular and Clayton were a real handful tonight. And that was a big difference. You know, whenever it went into John, it looked like there was a real attacking threat. And I thought, you know, particularly for him, he was excellent again.
Where does this result in terms of the season rank for you? Because that must be a hell of a confidence boost to beat Hull tonight. They'd only lost once in 2016 before this evening, and you're inching ever closer to the playoffs again.
Yes, well, I think the important thing for us was to win. I mean, I know that was a daunting prospect to try and win tonight, and I thought it was going to be probably our hardest game of the season. But I'm so pleased that we've managed to do that. I think alongside, you'd have to say that this season, you know, I think you would probably look and think of the games we haven't won that were disappointed. But if you looked at that and thought about the games we've won, I mean, if you're a Birmingham City fan, you know, you've been away to Derby and you've seen a victory. You've seen a draw at home against a good Derby side. You've seen a fantastic performance up at Middlesbrough, a fantastic performance away from home at Burnley. And now you add a win against Hull, who I think are probably the most complete team in this division at this moment in time. And I think, you know, we're pretty pleased with our evening's work.